Yud Zayin Sivan, 11th of June, Dan Shmuel Simons, Tefillah Al HaChole.
Good morning. I'd like to say a short Dvar Halacha on the sugya of Tefillah Al HaChole, Negia to the Seder we just read, Parshas Baal Yisro, where Moshe Rabbeinu davens for his sister Miriam when she was stricken with leprosy. And it's clear from the Gemara that although tefillah bichlal, the concept of tefillah, may be a question in the Rishonim with its derais or drabonon, when it comes to tefillah ala chayla, when one davens for chayla, then clearly there's a mitzvah derais, and as we see, the Gemara learns out from Moshe Rabbeinu davening for his sister, Miriam. A very short tefillah, the Gemara says, all he said were five words, kel, no, lefon, no, no. But that is a chiv of tefillah ala chayla. The Shiloh once came up about a person who heard that somebody else was extremely ill. He wanted to daven for him. And as we know, the halacha is when you daven for a chayla, one has to mention the name of the chayla. Mefush halacha, the Mogen Avraham, b'shem the Maril, that one has to say the name, besides saying Yirotzoin, explaining what the tefillah should be, one has to actually say the name. The meaning is to say the name of the mother as well. But it's clear one has to actually say the name of the chayla. In this particular case, this person didn't know the name of the chayla. And that was a question. That was a shaila la halacha. Sorry.
Chayla is in front of you.
Yeah. So the Gemara says like this. To begin with, the famous Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Daled Omed Aleph, where the Gemara says, not like that. The Gemara says, Omer Yaakov Omer Chista Kol Amavakeish Rachmi Mal Chaveroi Ein Soich Lahaskish Moi Shenema Keil Nor Gefor Nor Lo Veloi Kamit Kashma De Miriam. Moshe Rabbeinu davens for his sister Miriam. He says five words of racial tefillah, kel no fon no la, and there's no mention of the name Miriam, where the Gemara says clearly that faket, that one does not have to mention the name of the chayla. That's Kepaskin, the Mogen Avraham, Shem the Maril. Seemingly one doesn't, but in fact, it's not correct. The Maril says the whole Gemara is only talking about when you daven bifnei chayla. When the chayla is lying in front of you, that's when the Gemara says that you don't mention the name of Miriam. However, says the Mogen Avraham b'shem the Maril, when the chayla is not in front of you, you do have to say. Why is it when the Gemara says you don't have to mention the name of the chayla, say the Rishonim, the Meiri, the Yaivitz, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're davening always to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yedea, Brechen Kloyes V'Lev, everything is revealed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know, Kameshma, Galia, and Father, he knows everything. Maybe it's clear, that's Pratt in the Gemara. That's why you don't have to say. You just have to daven. You have to say, you got some Shabir for Shlema. Who for? Why do you have to mention the name? That's the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mention the name Miriam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. However, in Halacha says, when you're at home and the Chayla is in hospital, then you have to mention the name. The question is, what is Pshat in this Maril? If it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boichin Kleis V'Lev, Klape Shema, Galia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, and it's for that reason why when you're in front of the Chol, you don't have to mention the name, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mention the name, then what's Pshat in the Maril? The Maril suddenly says his own Chiddush, that if it's the whole Gemara is talking about Bifnei HaChola, Shalom Bifnei HaChola, you have to mention the name. What's going on here? Why on earth Shalom Bifnei HaChola should be any different if Klape Shema, Galia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything? That's the question. And I think the straightforward teretz is, I think it's Poshut Pshat in the Maril, is a famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says, a person should never say tefillah b'loshon arami. Everybody's tefillah must be b'loshon hakodesh. A person generally does not daven b'loshon arami. Why not? So the Gemara says, you know why? De'ein malachi hashoritz makir loshon arami. This concept, an interesting concept, malachi hashoritz, they only recognize loshon hakodesh. Loshon HaRami, they don't understand what's going on in this Gemara. So what if Malachi HaShoris don't understand Loshon HaRami? At the end of the day, you're done talking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your idea, Loshon HaRami. What's that in the Gemara that you mustn't have Loshon HaShoris in Malachi HaShoris? Says the Gemara, what's moved from the Gemara is we don't understand it completely, but it's tefillahs. In order to be born, if Nekisa HaKovid, we need the Malachi HaShoris to assist us to bring the tefillahs to Loshon HaRami. We cannot do it ourselves. We don't have a direct line, Kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need the Malachi. That seems to be trapped in the Gemara. And therefore, we cannot, if we don't Loshon HaRami, we won't have the assistance of the Malachi HaShoris. That's why the Gemara says we don't don Loshon HaRami. Fred the Gemara.
Yeah. Is it only Loshon HaRami or English?
It's a big shayla. Yeah, that's it. So, Fred the Gemara, we find many Amoraim when they went to be Mavakeh Chole, they used to give brachas to the Chole, Belosh Narami, Ad Kodesh Boch, Yad Kirech Rosholim. The Gemara brings various Lashonis that Amoraim used to use. Belosh Narami. How can you daven Belosh Narami? Ain't that Malach Shalom Niskokim? We need the assistance of Malach Rosh. And for the Gemara, Shani Chole, Deshchina Merah Shoizov. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, you're right, normally you have to daven, you can't daven Belosh Narami, you need the assistance of Malach HaShoyis, but when you go to a Chole, the Chole has got a certain schus that even if he's by himself in a room, or the Shechina Merah Shoyisov. The Shechina is above his head, and therefore there's no problem daven Belosh Narami. What seems to come out from this Gemara is two chidushim. Now one is, generally when we daven, we don't have a direct line. We need the Malach HaShoyis to assist us, and that's why we shouldn't have the Belosh Narami, because they're not going to be able to assist us, and we're not going to be successful. We're not going to achieve what we want. Secondly, when we go in front of a Chola, where Shechina Merah Shoyis, when you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're in no need of Malach HaShoyis to assist you. We only need Malach HaShoyis when we haven't got that concept of Shechina Imoy. Generally, when a person davens at home, he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you haven't got that concept of Shechina, the koach of Shechina, the Baal Ochanei explained, Barichas, we're not going to do now, we're min Shechina Imoy, but there's a certain concept of generally our own tefillahs haven't got Shechina Imoy, we need Malach HaShoyis, then we shouldn't daven Belosh Narami. However, when it comes to Chole Befonov, with Shechina Imoy, then you don't need you don't need Malach HaShoyis, and therefore you can have Belosh Narami, and that's why the Amoraim, when they went to visit a Chola, they didn't have a problem with davening Belosh Narami, with praying Belosh Narami, because they were no need for the assistance of Malach HaShoyis. Shechina was there, and that's why they could have Belosh Narami. Is Lachoria coming back to our Gemara, where our Gemara says, or the Maril says, generally when Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Miriam, he didn't have to mention her name. Says a Maril, that's only Befonov, when you're in front of the Chola. When you're Shalom Bifnei HaChola, you do have to mention the name. We didn't understand. The reason why generally Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to mention the name is because everything is Nigla in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boichin Kreis V'Lev, Klapei Shmai Galius. You don't need to mention the name. Why suddenly does a Maril say, or B'Shalom Bifnei HaChola, then you have to mention the name? And it's Poshek L'Chora, I don't think there's a doubt about it. The Maril is coming from this Gemara, from the Gemara in Shabbos. You're right, the Gemara says in Brochus, you don't have to mention the name. That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boichin Kloyes V'Lev. But that could be only when you're in front of the Chola, where you don't need the Malachi HaShoris. HaKadosh goes straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got this Maila, so to say, of Klapei Shmai Gali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is revealed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, says the Maril, when it's Shalom Bifnei HaChola, then it's Mavu in the Gemara in Brochus, that you, in Shabbos, that you need the assistance of Malachi HaShoris. Need the assistance of Malach HaShoyis. Can you say that Malach HaShoyis are Boichin Kloyes V'Lev? If you daven for Chole and you don't mention the name, how on earth are the Malach HaShoyis going to be able to be Niskak and take your tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I would suggest to you, and there's a riot to it, that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boichin Kloyes V'Lev and HaKadosh Goli Klapei Shmaya, or but Malach HaShoyis, they don't have that mind. If you don't say that you would like your tefillah to go to a certain Chole, just as they don't understand Aramaic and they can't bring your tefillahs of Arami to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are then if you don't mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Maril, the tefillahs are not going to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think it's poshut. I mean, there's psukim as well. There are many psukim which clear that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boichin Kloyes V'Lev. There's pasuk in Melachim Divayomim Atol Levadcho Yodates Levav Odom Ani Hashem Choyke Lev. It's clear that this Maida, so to say, of being able to know what's inside the person's heart, inside the person's clothes, but it's only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malach HaShoyis haven't got that. And I think, if you look at Tosis in Shabbos, there's a bit of a rai as well that Malach HaShoyis are not breaking clothes, Lev, from the fact that Malachim don't understand Aramaic. So what, they don't understand Aramaic, but they understand what's going on in a person's heart. A person's davening Belosh Narami, there's something going on in his heart. He wants to daven, he's mechavon for a certain person, whether it's Chole, whatever it is. Zol Zayin, let it be that Malach HaShoyis, they don't recognize the Loshon, or when they're Boichin Kloyes V'Lev, they know what's going on. The Teretz is clear from the Gemara that they're not only do they understand Loshon Arami, but they are not Boichin. You can't say Klapei Shmaya Galia. I mean, mainly, if the Gemara says in Shabbos that generally we need our tefillahs, we need the assistance of Malach HaShoyis to daven, only when Shechina Imoy, then we can go straight and we can daven Loshon Arami, says the Maril, when When the Gemara says that, when you daven for Chayla, you don't need to mention the name. That's all befonov. When you're in front of the Chayla, then you can be sure that Shechina Ima. The Gemara said in Shabbos, Chayla Shechina Ima. You go in front of a Chayla. He's lying in hospital, and the Shechina's with him. And you daven, there the Shechina Ima. There the Gemara says clearly, you don't need Malach HaShoes. That says in Maril is where the Gemara says, you don't need to mention the name. Moshe Rabbeinu davening for Miriam didn't need to say Miriam because Shechina Ima, it was in front of the Chayla. That's not the Gemara. Abba says in Maril, when you're Shaloi Bifnei HaChayla, you know, with the Chayla, you haven't got that mile of Shechina Ima, then you need to be Niskak le Malachi HaShoes. That's why you can't daven Beloshen Arami, because your tefillahs do not go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachol. You need the Malachi HaShoes, the assistant of Malachi HaShoes. They don't understand Loshen Arami. They're not Boichin Kloesule. You have to say the name of the Chayla. That's Lachoy Pshat in the Maril. And that is Halacha Lamaisa. If you're in front of the Chayla, you don't mention name. If you're Shalom Bifnei HaChayla, you have to mention the name. And I should suggest to you, it's because we need the Malachi HaShoes to be Niskach with the Tefillah. I think with that Pshat in Maril, we can answer Kasha. There's a Tshuvah called Afaksasa and the Anya. The Tshuvah that are written. He brings down the Maril. He brings down this Maril that the whole Gemara, which says you don't mention the name, is Dafka Bifnei HaChayla. But Shalom Bifnei HaChayla, you do mention the name. And he says, I don't understand. He says, the whole story of Moshe Rabbeinu and Miriam was Shalei Bifoneo. He says, if you look at the Psukim, the truth is, if you look at the Arachayim HaKadosh and the Ramban, it seems they have an argument about this, but he says, a simple reading of the Psukim at the end of Baal Yisro, when first, Vayim Hashem Pisim, or Moshe Rabbeinu, Mim Psu, Shlosh Lechem Aleo Meit, Vayitzu Shloshnom, then Vayim Hashem Ba'amadom, Vayamil Pesachim, Vayikro Arnu Miriam, Vayitzu Shneem. So when at that point, when Moshe Rabbeinu was done for Miriam, Miriam and Aaron had already left the Ayel Mayot. There were no Moshe Bifonah anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened Kel No Gefon No Lo, he was no longer in front of the Chayla. And if the Gemara says in Brochus that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was without mentioning the name of Miriam, then Lechoy, you see, even without Shalom Bifnei HaChayla, Shalom Bifnei HaChayla, you don't have to mention the name. How can the Maril say Shalom Bifnei HaChayla, you have to mention the name?
Pretty close.
What?
Pretty close. Yeah. Just
okay. Okay. You have to know. When the Gemara says Losh Narami, you can daven in front of Lechoy. Lechoy is in the same room. Lechoy. Lechoy. I think I would like to suggest a pshat. That if we explain the yesod of Shalom Bifnei HaChayla is because you need Malachi HaShoes, like the Gemara says Narami, you haven't got the Shechina, you need Malachi HaShoes, is Kengor Zayin that Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Moshe Rabbeinu is different. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, as we see in the Psukim there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Peh El Peh Adabe Boy. Peh El Peh Adabe Boy. What?
They're talking about you.
It doesn't help. It's Shalom Bifnei HaChayla. One second. The Pasuk says, Peh El Peh Adabe Boy. Says the Rambam in Hilchus Yisrei Da'ateh. What's the mile of Moshe Rabbeinu over all other Nevi'im? The after Shalvi Nisnabu Rak Alidei Malach, Ava Moshe Rabbeinu Levashom Lehoyo Nevuosoi Alidei Malach. Shenema Peh El Peh Adabe Boy, Venema V'Dibah Hashem Moshe Aponim Aponim. So that's clear. When Moshe Rabbeinu got to Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was unlike all other Nevi'im, that their Nevuah came through Malachi HaShoes. When it came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's clear, Peel, Peel, Dabe Boy, he didn't need Malach HaShoes. I'd like to suggest to you that, who had him when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you can say it, Pasuk at the end of Devarim, Yedoy Hashem Ponim Ponim at the end of Vezois HaBrocha, again, Yedoy Hashem Ponim Ponim, which means when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever he was, Moshe Rabbeinu had this mile all over other Nevi'im, possibly in his tefillahs, he didn't need Malachi HaShoes. And we made a clap in Moshe Rabbeinu, he was miyuchad, that even wherever he was, I'm suggesting that since he was able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, peh el peh, he didn't need Malachi HaShoes, bein b'fonov, bein shaloi b'fonov. And we made a tech in Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't have to mention the name, and it happened to be shaloi b'fonov. But the Maharil understood the whole vote is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yedea Kloyes V'Leif. When Moshe Rabbeinu was always Yedea Kloyes V'Leif, he never needed Malach HaShoes, but says the Maril. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that Shalom Bifnei HaChayla, you need Malach HaShoes Nishkofe, and that's the reason why you can't have Loshna Rami. And if you can't have, and if they don't understand Loshna Rami, they clearly don't know what's Kloyes V'Leif. Or Memela says the Maril, you have to mention the name of the Chayla. Yeah.
Then you can't learn anything from this parasha.
You can, you clearly.
Because you're saying that Moshe.
It's filler, you can. Yeah, okay. So you can learn a concept right here.
Why can't I say Moshe
Pshat? I just think you live. Yeah, go on.
Moshe Pshat.
Yeah.
That you, when you're in front of the Chole, you're in front of you. You don't say you've got to be mechavim.
So what you say? Shloim b'fon. We saying shloim b'fon.
Both names need to say the same because you can't be mechavim like that.
I'm not sure what he's saying. Can we discuss it afterwards?
Yes, please. Yeah.
There's a little riot to it. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin which I learned recently, where the Gemara says Adam Rishon knew Loshon Arami, and they're moving certain words that Adam Rishon used, which prove they use Loshon Arami. And all the Mefoshim matzen zich what my nefkimina that Adam Rishon used Loshon Arami. And one of the Mefoshim explained that the Gemara is trying to bring out the koyach of Adam Rishon, the connection that he had to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that we're not allowed to daven Loshon Arami because we malachei ashoyis to be nisket to our tefillas, and they don't understand Loshon Arami. But the relationship between Adam Rishon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so great that he wasn't in need of Malach HaShoyis, and that's why he could have been Loshon Arami. We see that concept that certain people had a certain closeness, a keshet, that were no need of Malach HaShoyis, they could have been Loshon Arami. I would suggest to you Moshe Rabbeinu was the same thing, and therefore even Shaloi Befonov, he was able to daven for him without mentioning the name per se. And but the Maharit is 100% right. Oh, but for us, Shaloi Befonov, where the Gemara says clearly there's no Shechina there, we need Malach HaShoyis, and then not Beichim Klois V'leiv, we have to mention the name of the Cholam. Having said that, Pratim the Maril, I'd like to suggest another Nekudah. There's another Chiddush in this point that Malach HaShoyis don't recognize Loshon Arami. It's for that reason the Gemara says when you daven, you mustn't daven but Loshon Arami. Only Bifnei HaCholam. Shaloi Bifnei HaCholam, we need Malach HaShoyis. We don't daven Loshon Arami. However, the Gemara in Soita, it's a parallel Gemara to Gemara in Shabbos, says that Betzibur we can daven Loshon Arami. It says Rashi, why Betzibur is different? If Malachi HaShoyis don't understand Loshon Arami, and therefore we shouldn't daven Loshon Arami, so why suddenly Betzibur they daven? Are we allowed to daven Loshon Arami? It says Rashi, Al Pi the Gemara in Brochus Tavches, Betzibur ain't Tzrichim Melitz. When it comes to Tfilas Tzibur, you daven in Tzibur, and the Prima Godin says means you daven in a shul even without a minyan. But let's talk about Tfilas Tzibur. You daven Tfilas Tzibur, then ain't Tzorich Shum Melitz. Says Rashi, why normally should you not daven Loshon Arami? Because the Gemara says Malach HaShoyis can't be Niskav. Says the Gemara, come to Rashi and come to the other Rishon, that when you're Betzibur, you don't need Malach HaShoyis. Tefillah Betzibur has got that koyach to penetrate, to go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without needing any Malach HaShoyis. And therefore, if the Gemara says in Shabbos that when you're in front of the Chayla, Shechina's there, even if you're by yourself, you can daven Loshon Arami because you don't need Malach HaShoyis. Who are the Gemara says in Soita, if you're Betzibur, even if you're not Bifnei HaCholam, you're Betzibur, that in itself has a koyach to go straight to the Shechina, has no need for Malach HaShoyis, and that's why you can daven Loshon Arami. Comes out a Chiddush, we're running short of time, comes out a Chiddush, that the koyach of davening Loshon Arami, which we're not allowed to, but not Malach HaShoyis, has two exceptions. Either Bifnei HaCholam, even if you're by yourself, the koyach of davening Loshon Arami is permitted either Bifnei HaCholam, because the Shechina is there, even if you're by yourself, you don't need Malach HaShoyis, or Betzibur. Betzibur as well, you can daven Loshon Arami, because we are in no need, ain't Shechina Shum Melitz, and they go straight to Shechina. Ashal Kin, having said that, if we're right, and the Gon is also mashmah, like we said, Pshat in the Maril is, the reason why we don't need to mention the name when we're in front of them is because he goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yidya Berichim Kloyis V'Leiv. And the only reason why the Maril says we do have to is because we need Malach HaShoyis, that's only B'yochid. B'yochid Shaloi B'fonov, you need to say the name. You need to say the name, because otherwise we need Malach HaShoyis, and they're not Niska, they're not Berichim Kloyis V'Leiv. It's not Klapish Shmai Galya. However, if it's Bifnei HaCholam, that's a Gemara, you don't need to, because it goes straight to Hashem, even if you're B'yochid. Who Adim Betzibur? A Tefillah Betzibur, done with amongst a minion of 10 people, and according to, that can be said Loshon Arami, and that's why we say Yochum Pukon, of course, and Shemot says, Yochum Pukon is only said Betzibur. Brich Shemay is only said Betzibur, because although Malach HaShoyis don't recognize Loshon Arami, but Betzibur, we don't need the Malach HaShoyis. Then who are them when it comes to davening for Chola? If a person davens for Chola but Zibur, then again, it's like when he's in front of the Chola, where he doesn't need Malachi HaShoyis, Shechinim HaShoyisov, who are them but Zibur, as much as you can daven Beloshon Arami, La'ani Yostaiti, I would suggest, you also don't need to mention the name of the Chola. Halacha Lemaisa would come out if somebody doesn't know the name of a chayil and he wants to daven clearly if he's by himself shalei b'fonov, it hasn't got a shem tefillah al chayil. Just as you don't daven your kampukam b'yechidus, it hasn't got a din tefillah al chayil if you do it b'yechidus without mentioning a name. If it's done b'tzibur, and b'tzibur come to the prima godim, doesn't mean you have to be 10 people davening, in a beis haknesses as well, davening in a beis haknesses also got enough tefillah b'tzibur, then if somebody doesn't know the name, one can still daven. Yehiyos, you definitely have to say, but the name you don't have to say, because just as in front of the chayli, you don't have to say, shchinim la'ashayis yidoni malachi ha'shoiz, who are then, I would suggest to you that tefillah b'tzibur has the same maila, and one doesn't have to mention the name, because again, b'tzibur, you can daven Rosh Ha'alami, you don't need Malachi HaShoyis, and the whole problem is Malachi HaShoyis don't know who you're davening for, I would like to threaten the Maril, and therefore, you don't need to mention the name of the Chayla b'tzibur. That's what I'd like to suggest to you. Having said that, I just want to finish off with a horror on tefillah l'chayla, which came to me the last couple of days. Tratting the Rashi with Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah for his sister. A very difficult Rashi, which for a long time I've never really understood, but I'd suggest you a pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu davens for his sister just before Mafti by Yitzhak Moshe Lashem Lema, Keol no Rufon no lo. Chazal tell us it was the shortest tefillah that was ever davened, 5 words, Keol no Rufon lo. Says Rashi, Herich Moshe b'tefillah. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu expand on his tefillah? So one pshat is Dover Acher. I'm just saying this where people shouldn't think, okay, Dobar Achir Rashi is because Shele Yomu Yisrael B'Shvila Choyzer Marach B'Tvila Abishvileinu Eina Marach B'Tvila. The Yidin will say for his sister he's Marach B'Tvila, for us he's not Marach B'Tvila. That's why he's Mekash. That's only in brackets. The main Pshat Rashi says is like this. Mepnei Malo Herich Moshe B'Tvila Shele Yiyu Yisrael Oymim Achoyzer Imedes B'Tzora V'hu Oymidu Mabe B'Tvila. Claudius so will have times, Moshe, you're being Marach B'Tvila. I don't understand. Your sister's in Tzar. Your sister's in Tzar, and you're being Marach B'Tfilah. Rashi's Mamshe Pan, what do you mean? If Moshe Rabbeinu was enjoying himself, he was going to the theater, you could say, your sister's B'Tzar, and all you can do is waste your time. Oh, but Moshe Rabbeinu was davening. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Marach B'Tfilah? Because Claudius always said, I don't understand. Your sister's suffering, and you're being Marach B'Tfilah. You've got nothing better to do than to Marach B'Tfilah. Rashi's a Pella. What can be better than when your sister's saying, this B'Tzar, than to Marach B'Tfilah? Rashi's Mamshe Pella. I've never understood the Rashi. There is an equivalent Rashi, you may remember, in Parshas B'Shalach. By Yitzhak Moshe Lashem, when Klal Yisrael was standing by the Yamsuf in Perik Yudalud, Pasuk Tesvov, by Yitzhak Moshe Lashem, and there Rashi says as well, Loi Eis Laharich B'Tvila HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mat Yitzhak Eloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mat Yitzhak Eloi. Says Rashi, what's Mat Yitzhak Eloi? Lamadnu Shoye Moshe Oymidu Mispalo. If HaKadosh Baruch says, why are you shouting to me? Why are you crying to me? Mashmo Moshe Rabbeinu is davening. Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loi Eis Ato Lahayich B'Tvila Sheyesuam Nesunim B'Tzor. This is not the time for Tvila. Klal Yisrael Oymid B'Tzor. Once again, Rashi is an absolute Pella. Klal Yisrael Oymid B'Tzor, if it's not time to Mark B'Tvila, what else should he be doing? And I saw Pshat in the Rashi over there in B'Shalach, which may be Emes of Pshat, because I've seen no other good Pshat, with a famous Gemara in Brochus Daf Chof Omed Aleph, where the Gemara says, Rapopa says to Abaya, how is it that the earlier generations, when they wanted something, they achieved what they wanted with very little tefillah? With us, we have to be marach b'tefillah. No, he didn't even say that. Maishma Rishon Distrachash Leunisa. Why is it earlier generations, they were zeicha to nisim? And we're not zeicha to nisim. You'll say because they could learn better than us? It's not true. We knew Shisha Sidei Mishnah. They had problems when they got to Taurus, Uktzin, a Mishnah in Uktzin. They couldn't really understand it. We understand better. So don't tell me the earlier generations could learn better. We can learn better than them. Why is it that they're Zeicha? And the boss says, then, with the Yehuda, as soon as he used to take his shoe off to be Mitzrayim himself, the rain used to come. With us, we're Mitzrayim Nashay, we daven, and the rain doesn't come. What's the difference? Empty the Gemara. Omalei, kamoi havakom masu nafshay akdushas Hashem. You're right, earlier generations weren't big tamidei chomim, but they were meisen nafsho makadushas Hashem. Anan, loy masuino nafsho nakadushas Hashem. We're not meis our nefesh, we say every day, b'chol avovchom, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol meidecho, mesirus nefesh. We don't have such mesirus nefesh, they have mesirus nefesh, we don't. What seems to say in the Gemara is, that you can daven and daven and daven, but that you can achieve, there's something with a way of achieving something even higher than tefillah. You can daven as much as you want, but a person with mesirus nefesh, if he's mesirus nefesh, he will achieve more than with tefillah. You can be the biggest Talmud Chacham with all the tefillahs in the world. But if you haven't got the Mesirus Nefesh, you won't achieve it. And sometimes with Mesirus Nefesh, without any tefillah, just beginning the tefillah, just opening your shoes to be mitzvah yourself, already with the schus of Mesirus Nefesh, that will achieve much more. I'll just speak in Gemara. There's nothing we can do about it. That is a koyach of Mesirus Nefesh. And if that's the case, possibly that's Pratin Rashi and B'Shalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, this, what you want here, you've got the mitzvah behind you, and the yamsuf in front of you, you need something more than tefillah. Normally you can daven, but you need to reach a madrega higher than tefillah. And that is, masrin nashaya kedushas Hashem. This is a time when you have to do something even greater than that, which appears to be Gemara Chov. There's something greater than Kerechatul, which is Mesirus Nefesh, and only through that will we achieve it. The Mesirus Nefesh, that will achieve what you want. You need Mesirus Nefesh. And Kachaba, Klali Yisrael, Nashim Elam Inol, was Mesir Nashim HaKadusha Sashem, and he jumped into the Yamsuf and Kachaba. Possibly that's Pratim Rashi, Loi Eis Nahayat Mitzvillah, because at this time, when Klali Yisrael Oymen Mitzvah, you need something more. Coming back to Miriam Miriam and Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, what seems to be happening here is Miriam is in the terrible tzar, and Moshe Rabbeinu is davening. But it seems this is not the time for tefillah. Miriam is a medes b'tzar. What Rashi is telling us, once again, we need something more than tefillah. I'm suggesting to you, same as over there, you need something more tefillah. You need Mesirus Nefesh as well. You need Mesirus Nefesh. Lo Esach b'tefillah, you need Mesirus Nefesh. The problem is, where are we going to find Mesirus Nefesh with the story of Miriam and Moshe Rabbeinu? I'd like to suggest to you, if you go through the 40 years that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, they had very little opportunity to be Mesir Nefesh. Whether Bein Odom Lachaver, Bein Odom Amokim, Bein Odom Lachaver, Mesirus Nefesh, what is a tight Mesirus Nefesh? When we say three times a day, B'chol Avot Chol Nafshecho, Afilu Neitel Etz Nafshecho, doesn't mean that Mesirus Nefesh is only when you give up your life. Very few of us ever get the opportunity of being Mesir Nefesh. The Mephoshim say Mesirus Nefesh doesn't necessarily mean give up your life. There's a Rashi at the beginning of Chai Esor, that Nefesh doesn't mean your life. Im Yesh Es Nafshechem Likbo Es Mesis, is Rashi with Tzomchem. The Yesod, the Bali Musa say, the Yesod of Mesirus Nefesh is being Mevatel Rotzen for HaKadosh Baruch Hu or for somebody else. That's also covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to do something, and you're Mevatel Rotzen, just simply wanting to do something, and you're Mevatel Rotzen, your taiva, your wish for somebody else, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or even Bein Odom Lechaver, that is a kiyum of Mesirus Nefesh. If you do the covered of Hashem, and you're Mevatel Rotzen for your friend, that's also Mesirus Nefesh. Klal Yisrael had little opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way in the Midbar. They had no daggers of parnasa, they had no daggers of clothes, money, food, water, they had everything they wanted. They had very little, very few tzivuyim, very few mitzvahs they had difficulty where they had that opportunity to be kodesh the yetzer. There were certain mitzvahs associated with the mon, not to take too much, and a few mitzvahs. But there was very few times when they really had to be kovish le taiva for their fellow man or for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban in Parshas Barnoscha says there was one point in time when they had to be kovish le yetzer. Interesting Ramban. Ramban is in Pasuk Yotes, talking about the Onon. Ubaharich ha'onon ala mishkon yomim rabim, v'shomu b'nei Yisrael es mishmeresh ha'sem b'lo Yisrael. When the Onon, they never moved without the Onon moving away. When the Onon stopped for a few days, they wouldn't move. V'shomu b'nei Yisrael es mishmeres Hashem. Says the Ramban, what does it mean? What's this word, v'shomu b'nei Yisrael es mishmeres Hashem, got to do with the fact that they never traveled? Says the Ramban, incredible words. V'harich ha'onon. V'shomu b'nei Yisrael es mishmeres Hashem. Ki miyiras Hashem u'mishmeret. Sorry, this one's it. Oh. B'harich ha'onon, when the cloud was there for a few days, loyma, ki miyarich ha'onon ala mishkan yomim rabim. If they couldn't move for a few days, v'hamokim ahu einenu toy b'neim. And the place where they settled down in the midbar was not a place that they wanted to stay. It was a place, a very uncomfortable, difficult place to place. V'ho yuchafetzim u'misavim ma'oid linsoy ben hamokim. That wish, their taiva and their chefetz was to carry on traveling. The last thing they wanted to do was to settle down in the middle of the midbar. Their taiva was to get to Eretz Yisrael as soon as possible, and they couldn't. They would have loved to move. They would have got up and moved, but the cloud hadn't moved. It was going. Ramokim ahu einenu toy b'neim yichafetzim samoyin sim ramokim afal pikein leyavu alotzen Hashem. The only time Klal Yisrael had to be Kovish and Yetzer, the Tivus and the Rotzen, was at the time when they were camped in the Midbar, and they would have loved to move on. The Loshon Ramban says, Chafetzim u'misavim ma'od. They were desperate to move on. Yet, they were Mavatl de Rotzen, which is Mesirus Nefesh. That was the time when they were Mavatl de Rotzen, as Rashi explains that is Mesirus Nefesh. That was the times, the few times in the Midbar, every time they camped, says Ramban, that's the opportunity when they were most nervous. They could have just got up, packed their bags, and moved on to Eretz. No, HaKadosh Baruch says that's not his rotzen, we're Mavatl our rotzen. Every time they did that, it came when Miriam was ill. Again, HaKadosh Baruch says, I'm ready to move on, but I'd like you to stay lekovod Miriam. Because Miriam is ill, I'd like Gans Klal Yisrael to wait lekovod, that they should wait there. That was the Mesirus Nefesh, that was a bit like Watson. They had a huge taiva to move on, says Ramban. Wherever they stopped, they would their greatest urge was to get up and go. But that was their bitl ha-rotzen when they didn't move forward. That was, I'm suggesting, that's what Rashi means. The Klal would say, you're ma'ach b'tfilah, we've got to do something else. Moshe Rabbeinu's makatzah b'tfilah, and instead they prepared this concept, they prepared themselves, that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have allowed them to go, but the covered men, they weren't going to go. That was the Mesirus Nefesh in their dawga, which they did, which through that, the Miriam had your Yerufah Shleimah.